This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for listening. Diagnosing and treating inherited disease on a nanoscale requires cheap and rapid DNA sequencing. There's been an important development. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Imagine the implantation of medical devices in your body so small you can't even see them. This nanoscale personalized medicine would allow doctors to read your DNA and intervene before you develop an inherited disease. University of Cincinnati researchers have laid the groundwork for this diagnostic and treatment tool by making an artificial pore that allows for passage of double-stranded DNA through a membrane. UC biomedical engineer David Wendell says he took a part from a virus DNA packaging motor and used it as a pore.
Gene products can be used to assemble devices and new devices in novel ways. And basically that amounts to taking different proteins and mixing them together and trying to make them do something new.
Like taking the pore and making a valve out of it. UC researchers Wendell and Dr. Patient Go were the first to do it. Their paper, Translocation of Double-Stranded DNA Through Membrane-Adapted 529 Motor Protein Nanopores, is in the September 27th edition of the online publication of the journal Nature Nanotechnology.
It's really, really important because it's going to allow for individual therapies. So they're going to look at your genome, and they're going to look at, say, you know, maybe somebody is more susceptible to breast cancer, and they're going to say, well, you know, maybe we should, you know, monitor them more closely early on and maybe develop some treatments before the diseases manifest.
But Wendell says the immediate uses of a nanopore aren't going to translate into technology that people can use right away. It's just in its infancy stage. Years ago, Dr. Go began studying a key part of this artificial pore, the 529 virus that infects bacteria, and he engineered a valve that allowed for the transmission of single-stranded DNA. From that, he learned to use synthetic materials, purified proteins, and RNA and DNA.
And then we can dry the DNA, package the double-stranded DNA into the viral capsid, use this motor constructed in vitro.
In Dr. Go's lab, researchers Pan Jing and Jokin put a liposome into this sonicator machine. During the next 10 to 15 minutes, it goes from the micrometer scale to a nanometer scale. Then to see if a bilayer membrane has formed, they take a measurement. Dr. Go explains.
So we used to measure the conductance of the nanopore and also look at the DNA translocate through this pore and how the DNA block the current of the pore so we produce a signal.
Dr. Wendell says the possibilities are endless.
It opens up a variety of things that you can build from the pore and use the pore for, and then hopefully down the road in 10 years or so that people will have technologies that they can actually, you know, use.
He says sequencing DNA cheaply is a big area of research right now. MedGadget.com reports IBM has embarked on its own search for a technology for affordable personalized genome sequencing. The technique involves putting a DNA thread through a nanopore. Inside would be an electrical sensor that could control the speed of the DNA as it travels through the nanopore. It has to be slow enough so doctors can read it. On this YouTube IBM video, IBM researcher Gustavo Stolovitsky explains how the DNA transistor works.
This device that is formed by a pore and a few electrodes, they're tiny, allows us to make a DNA go through this little pore and be trapped by the electric field created in these electrodes. As much as trapped, we also can get rid of this electric field and the DNA will traverse through the pore a little bit, and we trap it again. And each time we trap the DNA, we can do something with it. For example, interrogate each base and ask, are you a C, a G, an A or a T? And that will allow us to sequence the DNA.
Stolovitsky says IBM's goal is to bring the cost of such sequencing down to $1,000 per DNA strand. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.